Year two of Troy Foundry Theater's Half-Baked Festival of Emerging Work is here from September 11th through the 14th and September 18th through the 21st. You can view 15 pieces of original theater in varying stages of development in multiple venues across the city of Troy, New York. This year, the festival also features two special events. On Wednesday, September 11th, the festival will launch a special fundraiser and performance of Antonio or What I Would, created by Shane David Camaras and Brenda Geffers, and performed by Camaras. On Wednesday, September 18th, they'll present the second half-baked special event, Gintry, a play with drinks. I'll let them explain it. It's really cool. The full schedule of festival events and venues can be found by visiting TroyFoundryTheater.com. To tell us more, we welcome Artistic Director and Co-Founder David Girard. Hello, David.
Hello, Joe.
Really good to see you.
You too.
Producing Executive Director and Co-Founder Emily Caro. Hello, Emily.
Hey.
We also welcome one of the participating playwrights, Chris Eli Black, who was part of the 2023 Half-Baked Festival of Emerging Work. Black is the winner of the first Black Broadway Men Playwriting Initiative. Welcome, Chris. How are you?
Hello, hello. Doing good.
Nice to have you all here. Okay, so let's get started. David, we'll begin with you as to year one. Done. Now on to year two, and what went into saying, okay, this is what we did then, this is what we would like to do this time?
Well, I mean, two things. We were able to fully produce two plays at the end of last year, Chris's play, Hard Candy and Misdemeanors, which came out of that festival, and then another piece called In Camera, developed by two of our company members and an additional partner of theirs. So we looked at that as a really quite a big success. We wanted to expand a little bit more, give it a little bit more of a fringe festival element, which meant actually moving it to the fall, because that's traditionally when fringe festivals are produced in cities. And we are getting into a place in the capital region where new emerging work is becoming more and more important. I know Patrick White is getting behind the effort to start a new theater festival in the spring, which we are going to also participate in. And our theater is just really devoted and committed to presenting new work that really delves into a lot of what's going on in our lives today. And these pieces this year really do. There's a lot of pieces that deal with many of the issues that we run into on the daily.
Give us a sense of what it's been like putting it all together, Emily.
Well, it's a feat. There are many wheels turning all at the same time. We're in five different venues, which means we're basically setting up five different, logistical systems.
Spatial arrangements.
Yeah, spatial arrangements, lighting, sound. We have to make sure that we have the space, the artists, the playwrights, the directors, the production, the technical elements all coming together in five different places.
The actors.
Yeah. So it's a lot. And also rehearsal time and rehearsal space and making sure everyone has the resources that they need. And so luckily, this is a grant funded opportunity.
Sure.
We are funded through the Arts Thrive and Grow program that comes out of the Arts Center of the Capital Region, as well as the Alliance of Resident Theaters out of New York City. And of course, the Stewart's Foundation, who they're always on board with supporting what we do. But it's a lot of talking. It's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of over communication. And this year we have an associate producer who's helping us out, who's actually Shane David Camaras. So we're super helpful, happy to have that extra help.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of, out of all of the ingredients that you just mentioned, which of course are all important, but when it comes to the playwrights and what you're actually going to, the work that you're going to present, what goes into that, and this will be my way of transferring the conversation to to Chris about being one of the playwrights.
Well, I promise I'll give you the best segue.
Thank you.
I'm going to set you up really well.
I appreciate that.
But in all seriousness, it really is about centering the playwright and or creator or curator, because in some cases these pieces aren't exactly playwrights, creators. We have one piece that is going to be completely a movement-based piece, and then there are a couple other pieces that are devised by a group of people. But certainly centering those storytellers, giving them the tools that they need to effectively create, develop, workshop, and then present their pieces of theater so that they can get a sense of where is this piece living, what kind of work does it need, what's working, what isn't, and giving them the right tools, the right talent, the right people, so that they could play and create and have fun, yeah, and learn something about their piece and maybe about themselves.
I think Chris can totally speak to what that process has been like with us in the past and maybe what he's hoping for this year.
Chris, what is it like to have all of those really cool things in your utility belt?
Yeah, that was indeed a great segue.
Thank you.
But it really is helpful, and it really is one of the most beneficial processes that I've been through each time I've had a piece of mine done in some capacity with TFT, and it's because they're so open. You go to a lot of theater companies, and they want the show to look, sound, they have their parameters in a very specific way. With TFT, it's way more open. I think that the half-baked schedule itself and the diversity of the work being presented, whether it be a play or a devised piece or something that no one quite knows what it is yet, is that openness and that freedom to find that out and to make those discoveries in the process, not come in not having all the answers, but being able to find those answers, even if you find those answers in front of the audience the day of, or begin to find those answers the day of. And I think that's what makes it so special and beneficial and different than anything else.
Sounds, I mean, to summarize that, I mean, it just sounds like you get an amazing amount of freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah. What have you learned from the experience, and what has allowed you to go into this year and say, okay, this is what I would like to accomplish?
What I learned is that nothing is possible. None of those discoveries can be made without other people. And that's something else about Troy Foundry that I think is really special, is that they're a family. They're a home base. Collaborators within the company and the collaborators that they bring into the company or bring into this family, they're what really lets you know what the piece you're creating is. With Hard Candy and Misdemeanors last year, I didn't know what that play was until Angelique directed it, until those actors said the words. Then the play really started to come alive. And, you know, the script, the original draft, this became the backbone to what it would grow into. And those conversations and the thoughts of the director and the actors, their questions about the characters, the input, the helpful input of David and the whole team and their support and giving me the freedom to change the show completely in tone and pace. I've brought that completely into this year with bringing in a piece that's more half-baked than what I brought in last year, and a piece that's completely different from anything that I've ever written in terms of genre, style, theme, tone. But because of my past experiences with Troy Foundry, it gave me the confidence to bring in this piece, because I knew that if anyone could bring something out of it, it would be them.
Mm.
Yeah, it's definitely a Troy Foundry Theater friendly piece.
Yeah.
It's a little, this isn't to say anything. Hard Candy and Misdemeanors was more typically what we think of, or what we call sometimes, the well-made play, where Chris's piece this year. It's definitely got a little bit more of a fantastical element. I think there are a lot more questions in the piece. I think it raises more questions for the audience, for the artists, for the director, for the playwright, even. And it is right up our alley. It's right up our alley.
And that's what's so cool about this festival is that you will see – this happening, you know, 14 other times.
Yeah.
With 14 other pieces that are in four, you know, in another varying state of development, and each one is going to be exciting. So we hope that you will come out and explore and experience what we've got to bring to you this year.
In our fair little historic city of Troy, New York. We love Troy. We love our Troy.
What is a play with drinks?
Oh, okay. So, Gintry, a play with drinks, is a really, really incredible thing. And it is created by and starring Davey White, who is an actor out of Philadelphia. And the piece was developed with Diecast and Brenna Geffers, another great group and creator that we like to work with, also out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I actually TA'd with Davey. That's how I met him. I TA'd with him at Temple in grad school. We got to be really close. I got out of grad school, started Troy Foundry Theater. I went down in 2019 while he was workshopping this piece, went to this actor speakeasy called Quigg's, one of my favorite places in Philly, got to see a version of this, and I was just blown away. I couldn't wait to bring it up. Pandemic hit, kind of held off on it, and Davey would like to revisit it. Brenna and Davey are going to come up a few days before to workshop in the bar 518 Craft in downtown Troy. And I'm really excited about this piece because each drink sort of really propels the story forward. The cocktails are incredible. They're so I'm not a big cocktail drinker. I'm more of a beer guy. But I have to say those cocktails were really, really incredible. And the garnishes and just how everything sort of buttons with the garnishes and the way Davey makes the drink. He ends up making over 50 drinks. There's 12 seats at the bar, but he makes over 50 drinks in less than an hour. It's kind of astounding. And you don't really notice it. It's just he's the bartender. He's working the bar.
Yeah.
He's a very skilled bartender,
too. They weave
too.
Into the story.
Yeah, yeah. They really weave into the story. It's really a great, great piece of theater. It's so much fun.
Is meant to be more of a, obviously, we're calling it a special event. The tickets are the only thing that costs, that's not pay what you will at this event.
Right.
So everything else is pay what you will at the door. But these tickets are a little more pricey, but the bar seats do include all the drinks. You can
they're
also
bougie cocktails.
Yeah,
bougie cocktails. Yeah.
But we think it's a really cool concept, and I'm really excited to see how it's accepted by the festival crowd.
Yeah, and I'm also really excited that we are bringing Brenna Geffers back from Diecast Philly. Brenna had an incredible impact on our company earlier on. The pandemic kept us apart for a little while, and then Brenna came back last year, helped Shane develop this amazing one-person show. So for Brenna to come back in, and we'll certainly be working with Brenna again in the future and continuing to devise with her and with Diecast Philly. They are, we call them our cousins, our Philadelphia cousins, and the opportunity to now, post-pandemic, to be able to go back out, bring artists up from Brooklyn and New York, to bring artists in from Philadelphia, to be able to even bring Chris in from parts unknown, whether it's Texas or Kansas City or LA,
I think Chris
or
is
New
in
York.
Los Angeles,
I think
right
you're
now.
In LA, right, Chris?
Oh, we lost Chris.
We lost Chris. Oh, no, he's there. He's there.
Yeah, I'm there.
It's really kind of great to also to develop our own local talent, but to still bring a lot of really exciting artists and makers and creators from outside. Is just it's what's great about working with our company. It's great about developing and building new work with our company.
Half Baked Festival of Emerging Work is here September 11th through the 14th, September 18th through the 21st, where you can view 15 pieces of original theater in varying stages of development in multiple venues across the city of Troy, New York. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TroyFoundryTheater.com, TroyFoundryTheater.com, to find out more information. My thanks to Chris Eli Black, who will be one of the playwrights during this festival. David Gerard, Emily Curro, thank you so much for being with us. A real pleasure to have you both here.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.